Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
The district attorney for Osage and Pawnee Counties, Mike Fisher, speaking out at the courthouse late last week and ultimately calling on the OSBI to determine if BTK was responsible for the disappearance of Cynthia Kinney back in 1976. We've seen Sheriff Eddie Vierden of Osage County be out there very strong on this, trying to start a task force, or in fact, actually starting a task force, a nationwide task force, as it's been called, into the disappearance of not only Cynthia, but other potential victims as well. The DA, though, as we're talking about, Mike Fisher, not so sure, but saying, OSBI, you figure this out, because we don't seem to have any way that we can bring charges against Dennis Rader right now. Where do you think this is going? Where can it go? Where you have the DA already saying, look, yeah, I mean, this looks suspicious enough. Let's call these guys in. But will there ever be enough to truly connect Dennis to all these, or to this crime specifically, all these years later?
Yeah, I don't know. I like the fact of, again, there's always so much to read on him trying to keep up with all the different nuances, especially as I think he's getting senile and he has false memories imprinted in his brain. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that he seems to be giving up new caches of trophies.
Yeah.
Because really, to me, the whole reason we're doing any of this is to bring some peace and comfort to people who have lost family members. That's it. You know, new charge. I don't even know why anyone else is involved except investigators just trying to uncover, you know, hey, could this person that we lost be tied to BTK? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's really the entire thrux here. I don't know why anyone would be against them trying to do that.
Well, and we have to take a look at this here too. I mean, obviously this is a very, probably one of the most high profile serial killer cases in history, or in modern history. And if we're going to be finding more information on him, more potential leads to other potential victims, those are active investigations. And the rules of active investigations need to be followed. You can't just wave them away because, hey, it's BTK. He's the big bad man in jail and he's never getting out. If you want to actually prosecute, there are things that need to be done. And there's a lot of concerns on how things have been done thus far with Sheriff Eddie Vierden, concerns on how evidence has been gathered by the Osage County Sheriff, especially since the sheriff's office went outside of their own jurisdiction. The validity, legitimacy of the search warrants that were obtained, an affidavit supporting it, the authority of the Osage County Sheriff's Office in gathering evidence from outside of the jurisdiction are also concerns. Are these valid concerns, I should say, you know, if this were to actually end up being prosecuted the way that some of this was gone about to get the evidence, the information?
Yeah, if it's been done that way, yeah, that's a concern. And looking at, yeah, I've seen him on the news so much too. You know, he's a guy on a tear. You know, he's got it in him that he wants to right wrongs in society, right wrongs of families, and bring some justice. And so I think when you get, and we talked about this already, when you're emotionally tied to the outcome that you're seeking and you don't have a loving critic in your life to be objective for you, you can misstep, you can overstep. And so let's hope he's not doing that, because it can hurt in the long run of what he's actually trying to accomplish.
And that's what I wonder about with him. He seems like a very big personality. He's always got the big hat on. And I'm not saying he's doing anything wrong. You know, the fact that there's somebody behind this really making a push to get answers, but that is the fine line. Emotionally being invested in this versus being professionally invested in this and doing things the right way, the way that things need to be done, so you don't get caught because you didn't cross a T or dot an I. And that's just a small example, but obviously there's much bigger things that could go wrong here if emotion takes over and professionalism doesn't.
Totally agree with you. And kind of referencing something we were just talking about. So you have the lieutenant colonel for the Maryland State Police, not Maryland, the Pennsylvania State Police with the escaped convict Cavalcante. Mm-hmm. And at every press conference, he was never rattled when they were getting on him about not making progress. He goes, oh, no, we're going to catch him. Mm-hmm. And here's why. He was always so stoic. He had little effect. I took note of this from this very first press conference when he escaped and they're trying to capture him right to the very end, 2 weeks later. He looks exactly the same at every single press conference. Not emotional, very cognitive, very objective. And he was executing a plan. He was executing the policies, process, and procedures. And if he needed a new agency or resource involved, he went through the protocols to do that. And he escalated to keep solving and working the problem according to rules, process, and procedures, because those rules, process, and procedures, called law a lot of times, mm-hmm. is what keeps everyone safe and moving forward in a productive way, so that when you do want to bring something to prosecution, defense can't come in and totally undermine your case. And so it's being able to execute that way, dispassionately, but caringly is a good way to put it, is the way to go at these things. And if you don't have life reps in doing that sometimes, or you do, like we're seeing, potentially get too emotionally invested in the outcome you're seeking, you can undermine yourself.
The other question that has been raised in this whole upheaval of new information into BTK Dennis Rader is that some of these leads, they've just been sitting there in an evidence locker for the last 15 years. He wrote about trophies that he buried under the floor of his backyard shed in 2008 letter. It's in there. But it took till 2023 to decide maybe we should dig up the ground where that shed was. There's other locations that have been provided by BTK where there are other trophies hidden. Some of information is new. Some information is from far old writings of his. I guess, why were those never followed up on? They seem like they've just been there in plain sight for so many years.
Simple answer generally is resources.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really comes down to that. You know, I keep referencing the Cavalcante,
no.
But all these cases that we're seeing come to great fruition, the first thing that you're hearing from everyone involved is, please don't defund the police.
Yeah.
Please keep providing resources we need to do our jobs, because there are not nearly enough people working these things to do it all. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have enough people, which are resources, to investigate these things, and you have a killer that's put away in jail for the rest of his life, and you have 10 more cases in one person, and a lot of other people, a lot of other families screaming at you, and you hear that there might be other things that are buried under trophies, you got to prioritize. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was working with the FBI, I've never had a day in my life where I didn't have a stack of paper that is urgent, and that if I don't get this done, I'm going to get fired. Mm-hmm. There's always a day of three stacks of that. And your job every day was to say, all right, what's most important today that's going to fire me now as opposed to tomorrow on?
Sure.
And that's what you're constantly doing. I mean, so think about it. Everyone has that at every single job you are in. And law enforcement too. And unfortunately, as you're trying to balance serving the public trust, serving your family so you can actually go home at least for a couple hours a day, and serving the families that this has been affected by, you're prioritizing. And if you got to move on because the bosses are screaming at you, media screaming at you for a new case that came up or something else, and the guy that you were investigating says there might be more things that are buried, more trophies, and there's more evidence to be followed up on, but he's already away for the rest of his life. Where are you going to put your priorities and time?
Yeah.
It's a rough one. It's a rough one.
It's understandable when we as the public understand it more that way. And that's where it's like, well, this is why we need to fund these places. We need to fund these resources so we can get these sort of things done. And we can have the laws enforced that we want enforced, because people are people. And there's only so much energy and time in a day for anybody, no matter who they are.
And Tony, I hate to interrupt you on this one too, but what's really important to remember here, I know there are bad people everywhere in every organization.
Sure.
But the majority of individuals, so imagine yourself as that individual, as that law enforcement professional that cares deeply about taking care of people. That's why people go into this line of work, because they're literally there to serve.
Yeah.
When you go home at the end of the day, knowing you couldn't do it all, what do you think that does to them? Mm-hmm. The mental stress, anxiety, and remorse that people feel, and guilt for not being able to do one thing. It's that old thing, if you've ever watched Kevin Costner and the movie The Guardian, mm-hmm. where they say, how do you choose if you can only save two people that are drowning and you can only save one of them, how do you choose? Mm-hmm. He goes, you choose the one that's closest and you swim like hell and pray you can go back to get the other one. And then you have to live with your choices because you can't save them all.
Yeah.
And in these cases too, sometimes you just can't do it all. And then this is how... this is what people live with that work in this line of work, is that, again, I'm not saying that's what's happened here, but mm-hmm. I can see this as a reason about how it happened.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member, exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.